Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live again to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Or just listen in to the show. That'll be fine with me. But I have a dynamite show for you tonight. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those that are on my show page online, thank you. If you are on my show page, you'll see in the middle of the show page, you'll see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon. You can set it up as email alerts or even mobile device alert, where you'll get an alert about a half hour before the show starts. It'll tell you a little bit about my show notes, and all this kind of jazz. And that way you can keep plugged into the show and you won't miss an episode. Also, guys, like I said, thank you for listening to the show. Now, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. I'm going to say it a little bit slower. 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, call into the show, and we give your opinion about what we're talking about, or just call in to say hello. That's fine with me, too. Now, all my Astro alumni out there that are listening in to the show, now on this Saturday, day after tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Astro Park, which is on the campus of the high school, Douglas High School, in Astro Park. We're looking for the 1982 alumni to show up there to partake in a video being done by Jerome Cade. Now, they ask that you wear your black and gold and get all your makeup on and all this stuff and whatever you want to do to be in front of the camera. 10 o'clock Saturday morning should be a perfect time as far as not too hot, not too chilly. And so that should be a great time on Saturday. And again, guys, if you've been getting the emails from Run the Pitch about, all the things that are going on, then that's fine. But if you know someone that has not been getting emails about what's going on and been getting timely emails from Rhonda, then let those guys know that they can contact me. They can contact Phyllis Wiggins. They can contact Rhonda. You can go on Facebook. I know just about everyone has a Facebook account. Go on Facebook and type in their names, and you'll pull them up, and you can send them messages and let them know that you don't have their that they don't have your email. You're not a part of the email list. They'll get you on that email list so that you can start getting emails from the class about the reunion. Because one thing about it, we need everybody in the class to participate, and we need everybody's input into what we're doing, because we don't want to leave anyone out. So if you're interested in being a part of that, just send your email or whatever, and let them know that you're not on the email list, or let them know that you want to be a part of the planning committee. Then they'll get you in there, I guarantee it. We're always short on people. So do that, guys. And also, everyone else, maybe if you don't want to be part of the planning committee, but you do want to be a part of the festivities, then go ahead and get set up to get your reunion dues in so that we can secure the facilities that we're looking at for the reunion. And that way we can have a great time. I know we will. I know we're going to have a good time. But we need everybody's input. Okay? So, and again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5844. Now, I had a dynamite show last night. I had a big audience last night listening in to the show. The show last night was about why do women try to read our minds, or why do women put words in our mouths? I'm speaking for the men now, and that show was dynamite because I got some calls and I got some messages. I got messages on Facebook. I got some calls and I got voicemails about the show last night. And my thing is that when I'm just getting on this for just a second, but when women, when you're talking and trying to explain yourself and you're getting to a point, then maybe your significant other or maybe just your boyfriend, I mean your girlfriend or whatever, jumps in right in there in the middle and says, yada, 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 and finish your statement. You're in the middle of your statement or you're in the middle of your story, and they jump in and finish it up for you. I mean, it's like they know exactly what you want to say, or they think they know exactly what you want to say. It's like, nah, that's not what I'm trying to say. But they'll jump in and do that. It never fails. I believe they do it unconsciously. Now, some women probably do it consciously, but I believe that it's an unconscious thing that's a part of their makeup that makes them do that. And it's amazing. It happens all the time. Now, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. I send out my show notes on Twitter. I also send them out on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can go and search in the top of the in the search box. You could type in my name, Franklin Williams, and I should pop up there. Go ahead and send me a friend request. I'll confirm you as a friend. That way you'll get Facebook alerts when I'm going to have a show. Okay? So I appreciate you guys listening to the show again. We're going to have a great show. Now, tonight's show is titled, and, you know, I'll admit to this. I came up with this title when I was on Yahoo earlier today. I saw this on Yahoo earlier today, and it caught my eye. It said, men that cheat now, that mean they cheat on their wives or they cheat on their significant other. Men that cheat die having sex. Now, you believe that? It says, cheating men more likely to die while having sex. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I guess it may be true, but it's a study out there that was done by the University of Florence. They suggest that sudden death is more likely to occur when men that are having extramarital sex. That means extramarital means, I know you guys know what extramarital means, but maybe some people out there don't know what extramarital means. But what extramarital means is that you're having sex outside of your marriage. And, you know, extramarital means you got an extra out there.